How does dowsing work? We've talked about everything is energy and quantum physics, that everything is energy, whether it's seen or unseen, and it vibrates at a specific rate or frequency. There's different frequencies that can be identified, and we tap into that with our dowsing, and we get a physical readout of what it is. Frequencies of energy can be high or low, and because of the frequency, when you are clairvoyant, low frequency energies can look dark to you or smoggy looking to you, and high frequency energies can look light and bright or colorful to you. So it's not really a judgment call when you're saying whether something is light energy or dark energy. It's a matter of how do you see it? How do you see this frequency when you have it in your experience? Dowsing works through our subconscious. We've talked about how thoughts are actually tangible things, and it's not private what's going on in there. So it works through our subconscious, much like our autonomic nervous system works. Our heart beats, we breathe, we do certain reflexes and reactions without having to think about it. So the dowsing is going to come through your subconscious when you're properly aligned. It will come from the divine database, and it will cause your dowsing instrument to move through you. It's very interesting that dowsing shifts you into a different and unique mental state with ease and rather quickly. This was proven in a 1998 American Society of Dowsers journal. Was a report on dowsers' brainwave characteristics and activities using the EEG or the electroencephalograph. They had people dowsing that were professional dowsers, and they put the electroencephalograph on their head, and they took color pictures while the dowser was physically dowsing, and they measured the brainwave responses of these people. They determined that a truly creative altered state was achieved while fully alert and awake and dowsing. Dowsers could be in beta, alpha, theta, and delta brainwave states simultaneously. And the frequent dowsing practice reinforces these brainwave patterns, increases your ability to easily access your intuition and information from higher consciousness or the divine database. So it's like being able to quickly get into that meditative state, and yet you're fully alert and awake and dowsing. So it gives you that clarity and that divine connection that you're trying to achieve. The more you do it, the easier and better the results. It's just like riding a bicycle. After you're used to doing it, it's so easy. Scientific research indicates that we rarely use more than 10% of our mind. I'm sure you've heard something about that. Wouldn't it be nice to access that other 90% that's asleep? Well, I believe that we're doing that when we're using our dowsing skills. Connecting to the divine database, we can know all things. I don't necessarily understand exactly how it works, but then I know that when I pick up the TV remote control, I can push the buttons and I can get consistent results, and I don't really have to know how it works. I just know that it does work, and it works with consistency, providing everything is in good functioning order. The same with your dowsing. In this program, we'll be learning how to obtain dowsing responses in three ways. One, with deviceless dowsing, where we use no instruments at all. Two, which is the main way we'll focus on, is with the L-rod. And three, with the pendulum, so that you'll have the ability to use all three. Commonly used for dowsing for other purposes are the Y-rod, which is like the modern version of the tree branch, shaped like a Y. That's used most often for locating the best place to drill for water, or for outside for locating minerals and that type of thing. And the bobber. It's an interesting tool. It's like a long, straight piece of metal usually, and it bobs up and down. Bobs up and down like nodding your head yes and no, and bobs side to side for no, and you can use clearing and adding in with that. The response on that is a slower time frame. So for what we're doing, we need to get the answers quickly and move on and accurately assess a situation and then take corrective action. So we won't be using the Y-rod or the bobber in this program. Whether you choose to use dowsing instruments or not, you'll gain an understanding of the concepts that we have presented. And with this understanding of the concept we presented, you can look at life differently. And you can pay attention to your thoughts and what they create. So this program will be a life-changing and consciousness-expanding experience for you, regardless of whether you get into using the physical dowsing tools or not. It will change your thinking and it will change your life.